episode of the Estonia Football Podcast. We are delighted to welcome Levadia and Estonia fullback Michael Schonin-Larsen. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing good, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Perfect. So we'll start with your early career. You were born in Denmark. You grew up in Denmark. What got you interested in football?
Well, this started at the age of between 2 and 3 years old. I have an older brother, and he was a year and a half older than me. And basically, in your childhood, you usually look up to, you know, the people who are close to you, and especially if you have brothers and sisters, you would know. So he started playing football, I think, when he was about 4 or 5, and I thought, let me try this. So I joined his team in Stenløse, Denmark, and I played basically with his age group as well.
Was it always your goal to play professionally?
I mean, when you're small, it's just it's more like having fun and enjoying yourself, because you know you're so young that these thoughts aren't there yet. But when you get older and you see what you can do, and you get told that you have something not everybody has, then of course you set your sights on trying to become a professional.
How did so you've played for Estonia's youth teams, like from an under 16 level. How did you get spotted for the youth teams from being in Denmark?
I've actually had this conversation with my mom a couple of times. I don't remember, and she doesn't really remember how it was. We're not sure. Possibly it's they found out that I was in Denmark. I had, you know, Estonian roots, that it was a possibility. So I think it was from this route. And then I went to this, they have something before under 16, before it's official at all. It's like a talent trainings and friendly matches that you go to, and they see, you know, the players before the national team is officially a thing.
So coming from Denmark, going to Estonia, obviously the languages are extremely different. How was it playing for those Estonian youth setups, you know, being Danish?
It was difficult, because like in this age, it didn't feel like many people spoke English that well, and Estonian was basically non-existent to me. My mother tried when I was very young to teach me Estonian, spoke to me in Estonian, but I wasn't having it. I probably should have listened when I was younger. I regret that now, definitely. But yeah, it was a bit of a language barrier, because every single meeting was in Estonian, obviously, and all the guys were either Estonian or Estonian-Russian. So yeah, it was not the easiest.
How long did it take you to pick up the language when you were over there?
Who says I picked it up yet? It's not easy. Nah, yeah. Like you learn a thing or two, you know. As soon as I started going with the national team, I learned the basic football words like you use on the pitch. It was mostly this, conversation wise, still not very much. But to this day now, I can definitely understand a lot more than I can speak, because it is still a very difficult language to learn. That it is completely different to the structure of learning Danish, for example.
Let's say, yeah, because we've tried learning Estonian. We can speak a bit of Norwegian and actually a little bit of Danish as well, very small amounts. And yeah, the difference is just for learning.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
Martin.
completely
Yeah.
The way
completely
they put together
miles
sentences.
Apart. Yeah. So you started your youth career with Hellerup, and then you went to AB Youth. Was the decision, once you were playing with the Estonian youth teams, to play in Estonia, or was that a different kind of journey?
Actually, it was the other way around. I went from AB to Hellerup. Hellerup was my last club in Denmark. Before that, I was with the FC Nordsjælland Academy, but I left there when I was around 12. But when I was younger, it was obviously like, okay, I'm playing in the national team of some country. But when I was younger, it was also, of course, like I was from Denmark. I lived there my whole life. I wanted to, the sights of being in the Danish national team was still there. Now it's completely different because now I've come to the A national team in Estonia, and now this is my home. This is where I feel like I should be playing.
When you went to Flora, probably arguably the biggest club in Estonia, like the biggest like youth development thing, how does that youth like academy compare to the ones in Denmark?
Well, it's different also because I didn't really experience that much of the youth teams. The transfer was basically straight to the first team. But when I first went to Florida, I didn't play football for 3 months before that because I actually quit football. And it was very difficult not having played for a couple of months. And I eventually went down to the second team full time. And you can say that's still not really youth football. So the difference is obviously big because the age levels are also different.
When you were playing for the under 21s, we've asked a lot of people the difference between Essa Liga and the Premier Liga, and the majority of people say the difference is night and day. When you stepped up to play for Kuressaare, could you notice the difference?
Yeah, for sure. Like the difference big. The level of play and the speed of play is definitely a big factor in the two leagues, comparing them to each other. And obviously the quality in the Bremenliga is a lot higher than in Esseliga. As you can see, when Esseliga teams come up to Bremenliga, it's difficult to adapt to the league.
Do you think the standard has got better since you've made your debut, like in Estonian football in general?
I would like to believe so. I feel like the games have gotten harder. More people are contenders every year. When I first came, it was obviously it was still Levadia and Flora, but now Paide and Kalju, they have picked up again. They were also contenders a couple of years ago, and now it's basically I would say the level has gone higher as well now.
Talking about when you went to Kuressaare, so originally it was a loan move, right, from Flora. There are a lot of jokes around that Kuressaare are just Flora's B team. Is there an obligation for an amount of games that you have to play when you went there on loan, or was it just you're going to go here, there might be an opportunity to play, there might not be?
It was basically like a way of saying like you need to try to get some playing time and see what you can do in this league as well. And I'm guessing that usually it's Flora putting them to Kuressaare to hopefully they will progress and hopefully come back to Flora at some point. I think that's the main goal of it.
Did you ever have the opportunity to go back to Flora, or was it after the loan? Because obviously you spent 3 years at Kuressaare. Was it just, I'm just going to go there and play?
I was told like I need to go to Kuressaare now, and I just played there. The first year I didn't play so much. Second year I got lucky because there's mandatory military service in Estonia, and the two fullbacks at the time who was starting both had to go at the same time, so I got my chance and I took it obviously, and just never stopped playing. But I never had an offer to go back to Florida.
Do you feel when that happens, do you feel like going to Estonia was in your mind, was it like, let me go back to Denmark after Flora let you go, or?
You mean after I went to Kuressaare?
Yeah.
No, it's difficult because then I was at that age that it was almost obviously first team football and youth levels were gone with age. So like the plan in the beginning when I got the chance to come to Estonia was obviously to come back to Denmark at some point, and I didn't expect to be here for that long as I have. But it's turned out to be good.
So you were part of the best Kuressaare team ever to have played in the Premier League. Do you feel like that helped you get a move to Levadia by being involved in those performances?
Yeah, definitely. Like I feel like we had a good team, and obviously we had this fighting mentality that Kudasada has. It's not so much playing with the ball as just being aggressive and pressing a lot. But I would like to think that I had a pretty good season at Kudasada my last year, also because I was involved with a lot.
Was it just Levadia that came in for you, or did you have other offers?
It was only Livadia.
Was it an easy dis well, I'm guessing it was an easy decision, Levadia going for like the title as well and all that stuff.
Yeah, obviously you want to move up in the world as a footballer, and being contacted by, one of the two biggest clubs, if in my opinion the biggest club in Estonia, it's obviously very hard to decline, which is why I also took it.
How did you adapt to it? Because obviously, Curaçao to Levadia, two completely different teams. Was it kind of like, like, wow, these are a big club?
Yeah, it was obviously I needed to show myself, but it was at a time where I think more than half of the team got switched out, so I wasn't the only one in the same boat. There were so many people who just came to there. I wasn't the only one coming from a small club, but there was definitely some people who's played a lot better places than I have, and I just tried to focus on myself and do the best I could.
Yeah, so you've been quite a main player for Levadia. Last season, lost the title to Flora in kind of painful circumstances. Did it hurt as much as it did, like watching it to like lose it in that way?
Yeah, for sure. But it wasn't just from the last game. It was definitely games during the season that we lost. That we lost some stupid points throughout the whole season, and you can't say it's only from one game. It's a whole season. One You can't win a title from one game. It takes a long time to win that. But it was definitely difficult, and we hope to take it home this year.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. You're going to win it this year, right?
Course, definitely.
Talking about like career plans, obviously you've also moved from Denmark to Estonia before anyway, but most people we speak to, Estonians, they say that their one of their dreams is to play abroad outside of Estonia. Is that, especially since you've like moved to Levadia, is that something that's like crossed your mind?
Of course, like this is something that I've wanted since I came to Estonia to come out again. But for this, you need a certain level. And a couple of years ago, I didn't have it. I feel like I do now. And it's obviously in my mind that eventually I would like to go, for example, back to the Nordics, especially Denmark. I would definitely love to play in.
Would you have liked to have played for the Denmark national team?
But it would be a lie if I said no. But this level is quite a bit higher. They have Premier League players, they have Serie A players, Bundesliga players. This is a whole different level. And obviously they go to the Euros and the World Cup pretty much every time now. So, but I'm definitely happy with the first two games I played for Estonia national team, and I feel like it's a good fit.
It's been, I'd say it's been quite a rise for you. Like you said, you didn't play much for your first time at Curaçao, and in a matter of years, you're an Estonia international, key player for Levadia. Do you put it down to hard work?
I would definitely say so, yeah, but it's also it's a lot mental as well. I've obviously tried to work very hard to get where I am now, but the mental part of it is just as big as the physical part, I would say.
Did you know you were going to get the Estonia call up, or did it come as a bit of a shock?
It wasn't really a shock. I felt like I had it coming. But there wasn't anything concrete. I had small talk with Jürgen Hend, the national team coach. It was just small talk of bumping into each other, asking how each other are and stuff like this. But it was definitely a relief when I got the when I got the email saying that I was in the national team.
Overall, obviously, the national team, I'm not sure if you're allowed to answer this or not. The national team hasn't been like great over the last few years. Do you think under Jürgen Henn, there's going to be like a bit more belief with the side?
I don't know if it comes down to the coach only. I would say the system that he plays in, I definitely enjoy playing, and it's a bit more attacking. So I always said that I prefer to lose having tried than still losing like big and just not try at all.
Yeah, I think who was it? Was it Oliver Jürgens who said something like that during one of the Euro playoff game, wasn't it? It was like, you know, we've got nothing to lose. At least let us go for it.
Exactly. I agree with that.
Going back to like the Premier League and Estonian football in general, how would you say overall how to improve Estonian football and how to get it out there to more people?
Well, I would say marketing, like especially social media. When I was in Kuressaare, there wasn't much of it. And I'm pretty sure that there's a requirement for Premier League clubs to post on social media as well now. And I would say definitely just do that. Try to get it a little bit outside of Estonia as well. Get some exposure. And obviously the fan culture is different from other countries. So if we can maybe do something good in Europe, stuff like this, do good for national team, then perhaps more people will come watch.
Do you feel like Livadia have a good chance in Europe this year?
I would say so, yeah. With the draw that we got, the Lithuanian club, I would say that we have a good team and we should be able to definitely fight for a couple rounds.
If we move on to quick fire questions, so you listen to one of our things, we just ask you questions. First thing that comes into your head. Fire away an answer. So the first question is, if you could have Lavadia sign one player currently playing in the Premier League to play with you, who would it be?
I also heard Ainsley had problems with this question. I would say Alex Mathias-Tamm.
Nice. Who is winning the Euros?
I believe Germany now.
What is your favorite snack?
Favorite snack would be, I'm not sure what they're called, but it's like an Asian spicy corn snack.
Okay, nice. I'll have to look it up. If you were transformed into an animal, what would it be and why?
A dog, because they're always happy.
Yeah,
Nice.
yeah. If you could choose one song to play every time you walked into a room for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Never gonna give you up.
Okay, nice. Would you rather travel to the past or the future?
Past for sure.
Is there a reason for that?
Nah, if the future comes as it comes, there's no need to go there, and it would be interesting to see what it was like in the past.
Yeah. What would you choose as your last meal on Earth?
Steak with mashed potatoes and béarnaise sauce.
Yeah, nice. How much does the amount of traffic affect your mood?
It definitely affects my mood a bit when there's a lot of traffic, that's for sure. I hate being late. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Agreed. I hate lateness.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is your worst habit?
My worst habit, probably energy drinks.
Okay.
Switching to coffee at the moment, full time.
Nice. Good choice. And last one, it could be Danish word, Estonian word, English word. What's your favorite word?
Favorite word. Konger. Kings in Danish.
Oh
Okay.
Nice. So thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. So you've been someone we've wanted to speak to for a while now. So it's nice to finally have you come on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Are you playing tomorrow against Narva?
I will be in the squad, yes.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
all the best.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, hopefully 3 points for you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right,
But
brilliant.
cheers.
Thanks for
Thank you
coming
for
on.
coming on.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Thank you.